Welcome to the Oregon Real Estate Podcast. My name is Roy Whiting. I'm a licensed Oregon real estate broker since 1988. And today we have in podcast number two, Farm Selling Basics. The sale of farms, ranches, and rural properties in general, as you might imagine, have many working parts. Yet there are eight basic elements to selling a farm. Since you won't want to leave any money on the table, it's best to do it right the first time. Here are those eight key steps, and I'll read them through quickly first, to selling your farm, ranch, or rural property. First, work with an experienced farm realtor. Second, organize and enhance your property's features. Third, price properly. Fourth, clean it up. Five, know your market. Six, disclose. Seven, consider your financial options. And eight, review offers carefully. Starting back at the top, work with an experienced farm realtor. You need to make sure this isn't your agent's first rodeo with farm property. Most farm buyers demand expert representation, and as a seller, you should too. Here's why. First, farm real estate specialists know the market for rural properties. This helps them in pricing and assisting you in marketing the property. Second, farm real estate specialists are often connected with farm-friendly lenders. Third, farm real estate specialists frequently have a stable of ready buyers and have successfully worked through many unique bumps in the road common to farms and ranches. Examples include familiarity with soil types, water rights, farm zoning, septic systems, and factors like emblemates, which describes crops treated separately from the land. Number two, organize and enhance your property's features. Soils and water are fundamental for many farm properties. Working with your farm specialist realtor, you can organize your water rights, soils map information, and other materials for future marketing purposes. This helps you to get a quick start when your property's on the market, placed for sale, and you won't have to be scrambling to find information that buyers may want to know. Perhaps your farm's organic. If so, locate your certification records. If you can't find them, this may mean more research, including for water rights, soils, and well logs. Your realtor can help you with that. For ranches and orchards, recent production and sales records can also be helpful to convince buyers of your farm's value. To enhance your property's features, you want to make sure that everything's working. Are your barns falling down? Do your fields need tiling to enhance drainage? Does your squeeze chute work? Do you have orchard spray schedules? And are they up to date? Put on your buyer's hat and imagine you're looking for a property like what you'll be selling. And if the property is better suited to a different purpose, you may want to line up some information that could help make a buyer understand how easy it would be to transition to a different crop. Number three, pricing properly. Pricing is a key factor to getting your farm sold. There's really no way around this. This means a close examination of truly comparable sold properties in order to accurately derive a market price for your farm. An experienced farm realtor won't have a problem determining which properties are truly comparable to yours for the purposes of pricing. It's helpful to also consider that prospective buyers for your property will be comparing your property with competing farms for sale. So it's helpful to look at both the sold properties for the purpose of pricing, but also to see what's actively out there for sale that's head-to-head against your property. That will help give you an idea of your competition and you can make some adjustments. As far as overpricing, that's going to reduce your buyer pool and extend your market time, and typically you'll get far fewer offers. Another reason not to overprice is that even if you're lucky enough to get a buyer at an above market price, expect a bank to cause problems because they're going to potentially nix any deal with the appraisal. So the bottom line is, if you price your property over market value, don't expect it to sell quickly, if at all. A case can sometimes be made for testing the market, but it's important to monitor activity from buyers. And if you're not getting offers, reevaluate and then make the adjustment as needed. Item number four is clean it up. If your farm's cluttered with junk, buyers will factor this in with a perceived decrease in value, especially if they'll have to deal with what's left behind. Realtor studies confirm that many buyers won't even step onto a property if they don't like what they see from the outside. So now is a good time to get rid of what you don't want to move. You can sell, give away, or toss what you don't need. In the long run, it's in your best interest to basically get everything off the property that isn't going to really benefit the buyer. Number five, know your market. As part of proper pricing, your farm or ranch will have at least several logical buyer types. This is your market. Some properties are going to be horse-friendly. Others will be a steep slope, and they may offer view, but better for grapes. The key is to look at each of these potential buyer groups that are logical for purchasers of your property, and then hone your marketing approach to them. Item number six, disclose, disclose, disclose. Does your farm have underground storage tanks? Does it have flooding? Has your well run dry before? Or is your septic system in need of repair? How about building permits? Are they required for some of those outbuildings you have? Disclose early and often to avoid problems later. For example, with the environmental issues, the chain of liability can be very long and go back to prior owners. So it's best to avoid potential legal hassles in the first place by just disclosing. If you know of information about the property that would be helpful for a buyer to know, especially if it's negative, deal with it up front. Disclose that item or those items, and you'll go a long way towards reducing your liability and problems down the road. Item number seven, consider your financial options. Now, it's a good idea to discuss a possible real estate tax ramifications on your sale with an accountant or a financial advisor. And they can help you consider if it's okay to get all cash at closing, or perhaps you're going to get hit with a major tax liability, and you may have some creative ways to get around that. 1031 tax deferred exchange is sometimes used in order to move the money forward and not have the tax bite be so significant. Another way to go would be potentially seller financing, where a buyer comes in with a large down, especially if you've got a property that's difficult to finance. And then you can provide yourself with income. But the bottom line here is you have some financial options, and it's important to look at all your considerations, including tax liability and how you want your money. As an aside, the seller financing angle can sometimes be helpful because not only are you able to sell a property a lot of times that's hard to finance, but you have a bigger buyer pool. There are more folks who potentially may have maybe a fair-sized down payment, but not necessarily want to have to go through the bank and pay all the fees. And so you may be able to protect your price a little bit better if you do seller financing. That said, some folks need the money. They need it all at once. And if that's your situation, then you're going to need to make sure that your property is either financeable or that you're going to get that all-cash buyer. Item number eight is review offers carefully, and sometimes the first offer will be your best one. Other times, you're better to wait and find a stronger buyer or somebody who's maybe willing to pay a little bit more. And these scenarios can reinforce why an experienced farm specialist realtor can be helpful. Going back to the market analysis that the agent would have prepared for you in terms of pricing your property, looking at those comparables, and you can take a look and see, well, how long was this property that's closest to mine and very similar, how long was it on the market, and you know, what are some of the other factors? So comparing and reviewing offers is helpful, but to look closely at the bottom line and some of the other details within the offer, it's important to know exactly what that offer is going to require from you. Well, that about wraps it up. 1 through 8, work with an experienced farm realtor, organize and enhance your property features, price properly, clean it up, know your market, disclose, 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 consider your financial options, and review offers carefully. If you have any questions about selling your property, your farm, your ranch, acreage in Oregon, feel free to drop me a line. You can send an email to roy@certifiedrealty.com, and a toll-free number is 800-637-1950. This is Roy with Certified Realty, wishing you the very best.